Queensland scientists are hoping native grasses could help drought-proof Australia's rice crop. The research team has identified plant genes that could help rice survive in saltier soil with less water. From Brisbane, Stephanie Smale reports.
Rice is Australia's third largest grain export and contributes hundreds of millions of dollars to the economy every year. But Sagadevan Mundry from the Queensland University of Technology says hot, dry weather in recent years has slashed output by up to 40%. He's looking at ways to genetically modify rice to make it more resilient.
By nature, rice requires a lot of water to be present because it requires a bit of waterlogging conditions. And we believe that by actually improving the genetics, you can now start to grow them in more marginal areas with less water.
The push to develop weather-resistant rice led researchers to a native Australian plant. It's called five-minute grass and belongs to the aptly named resurrection plant family. Professor Mundry says scientists collected some from Charleville in Queensland's southwest and set about analysing what makes it so tough.
Most plants, when exposed to a severe stress, whether it is salinity, drought or even high temperature, they reach a certain point when exposed to the stress where they make a conscious effort that it's too expensive energy-wise to keep itself, sustain itself, so they initiate what is called programmed cell death and self-destruct. We find the total opposite effect in the resurrection plant, where it's actually producing anti-programmed cell death genes.
Sagadevan Mundry and his team want to use the genes that make the five-minute grass so hardy to help make rice hardy too.
If you take a look at the resurrection plant as an orchestra where you're getting a certain suite of instruments that are playing, many of these instruments may be present in rice but not actually playing. Our intention is to actually find out which are those instruments, and in doing so, help essentially through a breeding program transfer them into varieties of rice that need these instruments and to actually switch them on.
The Queensland scientists have teamed up with researchers in India for the project, which is still in its early stages. Professor Mundry says the new plants will be tested in Australian conditions and in the rice-growing region of Tamil Nadu in southern India when they're ready.
Stephanie Smale reporting there from Brisbane.